Hey everyone, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I am super, super excited about this item that we have today. I didn't know what to expect at first, but I knew it was going to be good because this is by JBL, but I did not realize how good this was going to be. Now, this is actually, in my opinion, you guys are going to have to trust me on this. I've heard a lot of speakers in my time. I've had a lot of speakers come through the store, and this is probably the best sounding, if not one of the best sounding speakers I have ever heard come through the store. Now, I would say if it's not the best sounding, it's definitely in the top two. This is a JBL Harman Kardon speaker. This is from their top tier line of speakers. And what they did is they created this to actually kind of look like a retro speaker. But I will tell you, there's nothing retro about the speaker except for the looks, because this thing is packed full of the latest features of any kind of speaker out there. So the way this looks, it's a rectangle shape. It is a stereo speaker, so it does have dual drivers in it. It also has the retro look is that it has leather wrapped around the sides, and then on the front it has a mesh grill, and then it has all this metal that's kind of a brushed and shiny metal on the speaker. It just looks amazing. This is not a portable speaker. This is not meant to be a portable speaker. This is a beefy speaker. This thing weighs probably a good 8 to 9 pounds, maybe even 10 pounds. It's a big speaker, but it's nice. It is about, I would say it is about, I don't know, maybe 12 inches wide. And then it's about, I would say 9 inches tall and about 9 inches from front to back. So it definitely is a rectangle shape. It has like a 5 or 6 inch subwoofer on the bottom of this. This thing puts out amazing bass. This is crazy bass this puts out. It does have metal feet, but it does have rubber on the bottom of the metal feet, so it's not going to slide around or scratch any surface that you put this on. The other reason why they call this kind of a retro speaker is because it actually has knobs on the top. So I know that us blind people definitely appreciate knobs, but in this day and age, everybody wants touch screens or this or that, but the retro is knobs. And so that's really good for us because we can feel how to turn the volume up and down. It also has knobs for treble and bass, which you can totally adjust the sound. It also has a feature where it will automatically adjust itself to the room environment you're in. So when you turn it on for the first time, it will automatically adjust the equalizer to basically fit and sound best in the room you're in. And then if you want to add more bass or more treble, you can do so with the knobs on the top. You could also do so with an app, because this does work with the JBL One app. So you're gonna look in the App Store for JBL and then the word One, which is O-N-E. Everybody knows how to spell One. So look for that in the App Store, download that, and this will hook up to the app and let you do a lot of stuff. And we'll get to that more here in a minute. So let's talk about basically the controls on here. Also, this will have a piece of cardboard that some advertisement basically talking about the speaker that stuck to the back of it. You just want to peel that off once you get this out of the box. So in the box, you get the speaker and you get the cable that plugs into the speaker. And so just peel that little cardboard piece off the back. It's stuck on with this kind of sticky material, but it doesn't stay on the speaker when you peel it off, so it easily comes off. So let's start at the top of this speaker. So the top of the speaker, on the left side, you have the large knob, and that is the volume knob. Okay, one big large knob on the left. Then to the right of that knob, you have two inset buttons. The top button will put this into pairing mode and put it into Bluetooth mode. So if you want to pair up your phone with this, yes, this is Bluetooth, as well as it's a bunch of other stuff. It's Bluetooth, it's a smart speaker, it will work with 3.5, and I'll get to all that here in just a minute. But that button there is the Bluetooth button. Press that once, the top one. It's gonna be at about the 2 o'clock position on the knob, coming out from the knob. So press that indented button, go to your Bluetooth settings, go down to the bottom and just click on the JBL speaker that shows up there, and then you will be able to connect it via Bluetooth. Now this does have Bluetooth 5.3, and this is really cool because what that means, if you have this connected via Bluetooth, your voiceover and everything on your device will still come out of your phone or your iPad or whatever, but the music and everything will come out of the speaker. So that way you can still do all the stuff on your phone, voiceover and everything. You don't have to have it come out of the speaker. But yet when you go to play media, it will come out of the speaker. That is a big benefit to Bluetooth 5.3. So the other older Bluetooth versions, actually, if you had using voiceover and you connected via Bluetooth, your voiceover is going to come out of the speaker, the media is going to come out of the speaker and everything. So if you wanted to do something on your phone, you're going to have to go up and listen to it through the speaker and do it that way. Where with this 5.3, your voiceover still comes out of your phone or device's speaker, but yet the media and everything that matters comes out of this large speaker. So that's pretty cool there, Bluetooth 5.3. Also, you get pretty good range with 5.3. I think it's definitely around 60 feet or something range with 5.3 Bluetooth, which is about 30 feet larger or 30 feet further than your normal Bluetooth, which is about 33 feet or so. Now, the button below the first indented button where the Bluetooth is, there's a button straight below that. That is going to be your Wi-Fi button, and that is the button that you will press to hook up your Wi-Fi when you go through the settings on the app. So when you first launch the app, it's going to take you through the setup process, and it's going to connect your speaker to your Wi-Fi. So at one point, it'll say, press this button on the speaker, and you're gonna press this button here below the Bluetooth button, and that basically will connect it to your Wi-Fi to allow you to connect this to Alexa or Google. And of course, it heard me say that. So
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Okay, so that is what those two buttons do. Over to the right of those buttons, you have two big knobs. The left knob is going to be, I believe, the treble. We'll confirm that here in just a minute. I forgot, but it does have little raised numbers. The dials actually look like the top of a Bradley watch, if you've ever seen a Bradley watch, which is kind of cool. They got little raised dots and raised markers. So I believe the left one is treble, and I believe the right one is bass. We'll confirm that here in a minute. And those are all your controls on the top of the speaker. Now, flip your speaker over, flip it around, and let's look at the back of the speaker. Now, at the back of the speaker toward the top, at the 12 o'clock position, is this is really cool because this is the switch to turn on and off the microphone. So like I mentioned a minute ago, this is a smart speaker. This will let you actually connect it and use it with Alexa. It will also let you use it with Google Chrome. So your Google Assistant and your Alexa Assistant both on the same speaker. Used to, a lot of other speakers out there, you can only do one or the other. You have to choose between Alexa or Google. This speaker will actually let you have both of the assistants enabled, so you can choose which one to use for yourself. And with this switch at the top, if it's flipped to the left, so if you're looking at the back of the speaker with the controls are toward the top, if you flip the switch to the left, it turns the microphone off. If you flip the switch to the right, it turns the microphone on. And it's real easy to note this because if you feel to the right side of the switch, there is a one raised dot sticking up. So just think of a one braille dot. It's raised. If the switch is closest to that raised dot, that means that the microphone is on. If it's further away from that raised dot, then the microphone is turned off. And it also gives you audible sounds to let you know when the microphone is on or off. So right now the microphone is off, and I'm gonna slide the switch toward that raised dot. Now the microphone is on. If I slide it back away from the raised dot, now the microphone is off. So you get a descending tone for microphone off and an ascending tone for the microphone on. So that's on, that's off, okay? Also on the back here, you do have some bass radiators to help pump out the air from the speaker. And then down toward the bottom, you have a series of ports. So starting on the left side of this in the middle, left side, you have an Ethernet port. So if you wanted to connect this to your network, but you did not want to connect it Wi-Fi, or maybe you don't have Wi-Fi, you can plug in a Ethernet cable from the back of the speaker to the your router, and then you can get internet on the speaker and you don't have to use Wi-Fi. Now the speaker will actually let you create different pairs of speakers all through your house. If you wanted to get multiples of these, you could do like Sonos does. You could have different speakers in each room and it would play the same thing on each speaker, or you could pair them up to say this room is this set of speakers, this room is this set of speakers. So there is a case that you might want to use this Ethernet cable if you are in a room that maybe doesn't get your wireless signal, or maybe it doesn't have wireless or whatever. You could plug it in with the hardwire with an Ethernet cable. Now they don't include an Ethernet cable in the package, so you would need to provide your own Ethernet cable if you wanted to do that. But it does do wireless as well, so you can choose between wireless or Ethernet. To the right of the Ethernet cable, you have a 3.5 millimeter port or jack. This is where if you wanted to hook up your device with a hardwire, maybe a Victor Stream or something like that, you wanted to hook it hardwired to play music through the speaker and you wanted to do it via 3.5, you could use a 3.5 audio cable, hook it up to your device, and it would come out of the speaker. So they don't include the 3.5 in the package. Again, you would need to use your own for that. And then to the right of that is a USB-C port, which this is cool. This will actually charge devices from this speaker. If it's plugged in, you can plug in your USB-C cable and you can plug it into a lightning device. You could use a USB-C to C and charge up your iPad, your tablet, your phone, whatever you want to do. You could plug a USB-C cable into this and just plug it into the proper thing. So USB to whatever. You could plug it in and it charges. So if I was to get my iPhone right here, and let me grab a USB-C cable. Okay, got my USB-C to C cable here now, and if I plug this into my phone, and now it's charging. 44%. So, there it is, charging 44%. So you could actually charge devices or power devices. So maybe you have something that's sitting next to the speaker, wherever you put this on a shelf or on your table or whatever. Say you've got something sitting next to it and you want to power that device, but maybe there's not an outlet close by. You could actually plug in a C cable to whatever goes in that and it would actually power it. Or you could leave a cable plugged into the speaker and then whenever you are by it and you need to charge it, you could take your device and plug it into it and it'll charge it for you. So very cool there. And it is charging my iPhone as we speak. Now this is not, like I mentioned earlier, this is not a portable speaker. This doesn't have batteries in it. So you do have to have the speaker powered on with the AC cable in order to provide these features, in order definitely to provide this charging, but also in order to actually get the speaker to work and power on. So, and so it's a not the fastest charging thing. I think it's, they said it's like a 5 amp or something like that, but it'll at least charge it in a pinch. And it's there charging my phone. Give it just a second and that'll go up a percentage. We started out at 44%, and it should go up to 45 here shortly. So I'm going to lock my phone. So that is the USB-C port, and then to the right of that, you do have the AC port where the AC cable plugs in. Now, the cable does come in the package. It is detachable, which is nice, and it does push in very tight to this. So just be sure you push it in and push it in very tight, because it is a tight fit. You want to get the cable all the way pushed in. And so just be sure you put a little muscle in there. The cable itself, I think, is about a 6 foot, 7 foot cable for the AC cable. So that is the AC. And so now those are all the controls on the back of the speaker. Like I mentioned, you get in the box the AC cable and you get the speaker. Now the AC cable is nice because it's a pretty popular cable, this type of cable. So if your cable ever went bad, it would be very, very easy to replace it. I've got about 3 or 4 things in my house right now that use this same cable. So it wouldn't be any big deal at all to replace it if something happened to it. So that's nice. It's not a proprietary cable that you're not going to be able to find out there. Now, it's not USB-C to charge or to power the speaker, but it's also not a super proprietary cable or anything like that. Yep, and now my phone's at 45%, so it is charging just fine. Okay, so let's talk about these cool features. Now, like I mentioned before, this has Alexa, this has Google. You can have them both active at the same time. What other things does this have in it? Well, like I mentioned, you can connect multiple speakers together. If you connected two of these together, you can actually create one of them as a left channel and one of them as a right channel. They are stereo, so they are going to have a left and a right channel already inside them. But if you wanted massive left and right channel, like in a big room or in a patio or something like that, then you could connect two of these together. One would be a left and one be a right, and it would be an amazing sound, because it's already an amazing sound with just the speaker, but if you did two of these, it would be extra amazing. So Alexa, Google, built into it. You also have music services that you can activate that are built into it as well. So even though it doesn't show it in the JBL One app, you do get Pandora. If you have Pandora, I think what it's doing is pulling it from my Amazon account. So because I already had some Echoes around here and I had Pandora enabled as a skill, I can now get Pandora on this speaker. Same thing with Spotify. You can get Spotify, you can Pandora, you can get iHeartRadio, you can get TuneIn Radio, you can get Tidal, you can get Moment, you can get Amazon Music, you can get about every music service on here except Apple. Apple is so proprietary with everything they do, including their music service. You cannot get Apple Music on here, but you can get pretty much every other music service out there. Like I mentioned, the real popular ones, TuneIn, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, everything like that. And then if you did want to use your Apple Music on or from a device, it does support AirPlay. So I can bring up a song or bring up Apple Music on my phone and I can AirPlay it to the speaker. So I'll do that for you guys real fast. Play pop music from Apple Music.
Now play pop throwback on Apple Music.
Okay, so here's pop music on my phone. Now I'm going to go to the AirPlay. AirPlay audio, and then my speaker will show up in AirPlay audio. There it is, JBL Authentic 200. Click on that. And now it's coming out of the speaker.
Suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
Holy crap, that sounds good. Okay, so coming from AirPlay sounds amazing. Again, your phone, you'll still get your voiceover on your phone, but the media will come out of the speaker. So AirPlay actually acts like Bluetooth 5.3. Same type of deal, and you can AirPlay all your devices, all your Apple devices, to this speaker. Or if you're a Google person, you can Google Chrome it to this speaker. So that'll let you be able to play your Apple Music if you're a person that subscribes to Apple Music. Now, the big knob on the top, I forgot to mention, the volume knob, that also is a couple other things. Not only is that volume, of course, clockwise is volume up, counterclockwise is volume down, but if you press in on it, that is a play and a pause button. So if I press in now, gonna play the music. There I can turn the volume down. Now let's do the left knob. Yeah, the left knob is trouble. The right knob is fixed. So left knob is treble, to the right there of the volume. Left knob's treble, right knob is bass. Press down once in the middle of the volume button, it pauses, press it again, and it plays. If I press it twice quickly, skip to the next song. There's the next song.
On the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful.
Oh my gosh, the thing sounds so
selling
good.
A dream.
If I press it three times,
smoking mirrors,
it will go back to the start of the song. If I press it three times again, it will go back to the previous song.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from.
My gosh, I have never heard a speaker that sounds this good. Gosh, I just can't get over how good this thing sounds. Okay, and let's see if it does anything if we hold it down. So normal controls, press it once, play and pause. Press it twice quickly, go to the next track. Press it three times quickly, go to the start of the song, or press it three times quickly again and go to the previous track. But let's see if it does anything if I hold it down. Hello? I thought it might activate Siri, but let's see. Let me do this.
From side to side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to.
Okay, I didn't detect it doing anything if we hold it down, so obviously.
Back to life. Hands up.
Okay, so yeah, it doesn't do anything if you hold it down. So those are the controls for the skip forward, backwards, and the play and pause. So that's pretty cool there. Now let's get out of AirPlay. So I'll go back to my AirPlay. I'll go to iPhone. Okay, now my music is disconnected and now it's back to my device. All right, so this is now I'm gonna turn the microphone back on. So like I said, I have activated the A-Lady. When you first go to the JBL One app and you go through the setup process, it will give you the opportunity to go ahead and set up the A-Lady, and you will have to log into your Amazon account and do that. But pretty much you can do everything on this that you could do on an Echo. You can speed up the voice, you can change the voice, you can do everything. So let's just do a few little A-Lady things. Alexa, what's the weather?
The current weather is 89 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny skies. Today's forecast is lots of sun, with a high of 89 degrees and a low of 63 degrees.
Now, if I wanted to, slow it down, I could say, Alexa, speak slower.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak faster.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
So you can do all the same things that you can on Echo. You can change the voices, you can get your weather, and then, of course, you can play music. You can set timers. Let's just, Alexa, set a timer for 10 seconds.
10 seconds, starting now.
OK, Okay, so pretty much everything on an Echo you can do on this. And that's nice because a lot of times when you get these third-party speakers, they disable some of the functionality that you would normally get on an Echo or whatever. This is not going to do that. Alexa, stop. So very cool there. Good microphones on this too. Picks up very good microphones, even when the music is going and stuff like that. So let's do some music with the A-Lady. If I would say, Alexa, play pop music.
Pop mix from Spotify.
Okay, so let's go ahead and it's defaulting to my Spotify. This bass on this is crazy. Alexa, skip. Is it going to skip tracks? There it is. Alexa, pause the music. Now, of course, you can also turn the volume up and down with the voice activation there. So if you didn't want to mess with going over to the knob, we could turn it up and down with our voice. Alexa, play. Alexa, turn the volume down. Alexa, turn the volume up. Alexa, turn the volume up.
I've got my pride and I know I do.
Okay, so you can do all those controls, just normal. Like I said, you can do Pandora. I can say, Alexa, play my Johnny Hartman's playlist from Pandora.
Johnny Hartman Radio from Pandora.
There's Pandora. Alexa, play pop music from Amazon Music.
The station, Pop Culture Radio, on Amazon Music.
Got all the different music services. You've got even more on there if you subscribe to TuneIn. Alexa, play Pop Station on TuneIn Radio.
This is Pop Radio from TuneIn. News Radio WHLM on TuneIn isn't available right now.
Okay. Alexa, play music from TuneIn Radio.
What radio station would you like to hear?
Country.
New Country 98.5 from TuneIn.
Danger without a care.
There we go, there's TuneIn.
Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me.
Alexa, play music from iHeartRadio.
Colby Calais from iHeartRadio.
Here's iHeart.
Do you hear me? I'm talking to you. Across the water, across the deep blue ocean.
Alexa,
under the
So a lot of these services, you don't even have to enable. Like, I don't even have iHeartRadio on my phone, and it's still playing it. I don't, you know, and so that's what's really awesome about this speaker. And now in the JBL One app, there are some places there that you can click on to enable different music services if they need to be enabled. The Google definitely needs to be enabled. There are a couple other ones in there that might need to be enabled. But for the most part, you're going to get pretty much all the music stations, or all the main streaming stuff, without having to enable anything if you've connected your A-Lady or maybe your Google or something like that. So that is what is super freaking cool. Not only how great this thing sounds, but how functional and flexible it is with all the different features that it offers. And again, Bluetooth 3.5, AirPlay, wireless streaming, Ethernet, hardwired connection, like everything. And guys, This thing is 90 watts of power. 90 watts. That is unheard of in a speaker. Most speakers I've seen in the past, 30 watts, 45 watts. I think even the Rumble was only like 45 or 50 watts. This thing is 90 watts of power. So that means it's going to play loud and it's going to play clear. And the bass is going to hit crazy hard. Now, I have this sitting on my carpeted floor. If this was on a bookshelf or something, this thing would even be hit harder. But this thing easily fills up my huge living room. I can walk away from it. I can feel the bass coming from it. It is crazy insane. I am super impressed with this speaker. And I'm just going to put on some music and just let you guys listen for a little bit. I know it's not going to probably come out as good over the recording as it is in person, but take my word for it. Trust me, this speaker will rock your butt off. This thing is crazy. I am super impressed with this thing. Like I said, probably the best speaker we have ever had in our store, hands down. I've had some good speakers in the past. This thing freaking blows all of them away. So let's just play a little music, let you guys hear it, and see if you guys can tell how great this sounds. Alexa, play today's hits on Pandora.
Today's Hits Radio from Pandora.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Who's stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my.
Hey, let's go to a different song. Has a little bass to it. This whole speaker is just shaking because of the bass. I can feel the bass 2 feet away from it. It's just crazy. It's just emulating out from this thing. And of course, if you're not a bass person, you can turn it down with one of the knobs. But I do like the fact that it does an automatic EQ adjustment when you first start playing it and turn it on. That way it's going to sound the best in whatever room or whatever spot you put this in. You could also adjust the EQ inside the app as well if you want to do it from there. Let's go to a different one.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the moment comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub.
just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first.
I cannot skip for the stream.
Can't skip the commercial.
Empty? Seriously? So, maybe
anyway,
I can walk.
Hopefully that gives you guys a little bit of a sample of some different music coming from here. I was trying to get some more bassy stuff, but I am not finding it on that. Let's, Alexa, play pop hits from Pandora.
Today's hits radio from Pandora.
Nope, that's the same one.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Bass is so clean on this. I can't believe how clean this bass is.
Rod girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach town dress on the drying line. I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well.
I can't skip any more songs on Pandora right now. Try again in an hour.
I can't seem to get any like super bassy songs, but I know the bass doesn't come through over the recording much anyway. But guys, just take my word for it on this. This thing is insane. You know I'm honest with you guys. I keep it real. This thing blows me away. It is just freaking amazing. So great. Great speaker by JBL, Harman Kardon here, to own each other, whatever these days. Stereo speaker, multi-room connectivity, multi-speaker connectivity, smart speaker with Alexa and Google built in. You can use them both at the same time. All the built-in streaming stations you would want, except Apple Music, because Apple's got to be weird, but that's okay. You can still do AirPlay. It's the current AirPlay version. Just incredible speaker. Down-firing subwoofer, I think it's a 6-inch subwoofer, 5 or 6-inch subwoofer, crazy bass on this. Bass and treble controls, Bluetooth 3.5 millimeter if you want, Ethernet wired connection, USB-C out for charging devices and powering devices. You just don't get much better than this with these features. Leather wrapping, it's probably like one of those vegan leather things, but it's nice. It's nice, kind of a pebbled feel. Really beautiful speaker with the metal, kind of the retro look to it. It's checking all the boxes for everything you'd want in an amazing speaker. So definitely grab one of these while you can get them from us. These things sell for over $350 on the internet. So JBL, Amazon, these all $350 plus tax and everything. And we got these for less than that. So grab them while you can. We got a good deal on these, and you will not regret it. You will not regret this at all. I'm telling you, this thing is insane. And yeah, not much else to say. Super impressed with everything about this speaker. These are brand new in the box. You get the cable and you get the unit. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.